cut number four. This is Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
This is a power grab. And you can be certain that it is a power grab and not an effort to make this a safer country, because the people who are calling for it are exempting themselves from its requirements once again. That is the acid test. If you're for a law, will it apply to you? Do Michael Bloomberg's bodyguards carry the dreaded 9mm or .223 rounds? Do they have high-capacity magazines? Do Nancy Pelosi's bodyguards, which you pay for, do Mitch McConnell's bodyguards carry those rounds? Well, we wanted to know. Why wouldn't we want to know? Why don't we have a right to know? So we emailed all three of their offices today. And unlike, we have to say, Justin Trudeau's office, none of them even bothered to reply to us. So obviously they won't be disarming their own bodyguards. They'll keep their own weapons of war. In the meantime, they'll continue to pass legislation against weapons they know nothing about. They've been doing this for decades.
I got to tell you, Tucker Carlson was at his best last night. We'll let you hear more from Tucker Carlson a little bit later on in the program. But I got to tell you, the Biden administration just does not understand the Second Amendment, the meaning behind the Second Amendment. They just don't get it. And one of the things that Tucker Carlson talked about is the new weapons of war language. Have you heard him? Everybody was doing it on the Sunday shows, and they have now found a poll-tested talking point that these are weapons of war, and that we have to eliminate the weapons of war. So that means an AR-15, which is not necessarily a weapon of war, but they are claiming it is. You know, it's like when you go to people on the left and you say, define for me an assault weapon. You can't get three Democrats to agree on what they are. You can't, I'm sorry, but you just can't do it. This is the new language is weapon of war, rather than talk about assault weapons, because they can't agree on what an assault weapon actually is. Nothing has changed for me. I don't think anything is going to happen. You know, we talked about this after Sandy Hook and after every major gun tragedy in our country. We always talk about it, and nothing ever happened. Nothing. I don't think anything's going to happen this time either. I mean, I really honestly don't believe it is. Stay where you are. Coming up, we're going to talk with Keith Skipper, National Director of Regional Communications for the RNC. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NMLS64. 4367.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Biden administration is sending Ukraine a small number of high-tech medium-range rocket systems. Under Secretary of Defense Colin Kull says the rocket systems will not be on the battlefield for a few weeks.
These aren't turnkey. These, of course, are systems that the Ukrainians need to be trained on. We think that'll take around 3 weeks. And they need to know not just how to use the systems, but of course how to maintain the systems. So think of logistics, maintenance, things like that. So it'll be a number of weeks until that training is complete.
He says Ukraine has promised not to use the rocket systems to strike inside Russia.
They've given us their assurances that they're not going to use these systems for striking Russian territory, and we trust the Ukrainians will live up to those assurances.
Undersecretary of Defense Colin Call. Also at townhall.com, correspondent Ben Thomas reports the demand for U.S. workers down in April, though job openings and the number of people quitting their jobs for better pay remain at historically high levels.
The Labor Department says employers were advertising 11.4 million jobs at the end of April. While that was down, March's 11.9 million was the highest in 20 years. The number of people quitting their jobs remained near a record high at 4.4 million in April.
And in Fairfax, Virginia, a jury ruled in favor of Johnny Depp in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard, vindicating his stance that Heard fabricated claims she was abused by Depp before and during their brief marriage. The jury also found in favor of Heard, who said she was defamed by Depp's lawyer when he called her abuse allegations a hoax. Jury members found Depp should be awarded $15 million in damages, while Heard should receive $2 million. A lower finish on Wall Street, the Dow down 177 points. The NASDAQ finished off 86. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-690-4040. That's 1-800-690-4040. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-690-4040. That's 1-800-690-4040.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Ellis. Well, early voting is underway for the upcoming Nevada primary election, but turnout, it's been rather lackluster. The voting began this past Saturday. It runs through the 10th of June at various locations around the valley. With more than 1.2 million active registered voters in Clark County, just more than 12,000 cast a ballot during the first 3 days of early voting. That's less than 1%. Locations and more information are available at the Clark County website. Remember, primary election day is Tuesday, June 14th. Well, the $305 million revamping of the Tropicana Interstate 15 interchange is officially underway. Plans call for the Tropicana interchange to be completely rebuilt. The bridge will be widened and raised by 4 feet. The flyover ramp from the 15 southbound above it being partially rebuilt and also raised. The project is going to be carried out in 4 different phases. It is expected to be completed by the middle of 2025. And the Aces, once again, they beat the Connecticut Sun 89-81 last night at Michelob Ultra Arena. They're 9-1. That's the best start in franchise history.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got to tell you, it's not too bad out there on the area freeways. No major issues on Interstate 15. You're up to freeway speeds. No delays on the 95. Remember, the road work, though, is closed Interstate 515 southbound, the off-ramp at Las Vegas Boulevard, through tomorrow.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two, Keith Skipper joining us, the National Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. He joins us. Less than 1% have taken advantage of early voting so far. Don't know what that means, but let's check in with Keith. Keith, first of all, how you been? They keeping you busy?
Keeping me very busy, Kevin. I cannot complain. And I'm just getting excited for this primary we got here in, what, about 13 days.
I know, less than 2 weeks. Are you surprised that only less than 1% went to the early voting locations?
No, I'm not. I mean, it's early. We have our teams out there, and obviously all the campaigns have teams out there turning out folks to vote. I think that we have seen, especially in the last couple of years, a shift where Republicans have shown that they prefer to vote on Election Day. And so, and I also believe that because of the fact that we have such competitive primaries, especially statewide primaries, both for governor and Senate, that folks are just taking their time. And they're going to, you know, they want to hear everything they can and learn everything they can about the candidates. And I firmly believe that we're going to see some strong turnout as we go as we get closer, and especially on Election Day on June 14th.
I know that you see some of the polling that we don't see out here in the public. One thing we did see, and even the public polling, was that the undecideds were like 20, 22, 25% in some of the races. Can you talk a little bit about when you think voters actually get engaged in a race?
I think, especially in a primary, I think you especially see that folks decide a little bit later. Call it procrastination, call it what you want. I think people kind of want to take their time, making sure they're making the right decision. You don't see as many undecideds for the November election. That number will be, I think, smaller when we're 2 weeks out. But right now, people just want to make sure that they nominate who they feel gives us the best opportunity to have, you know, strong voices in elected office and also strong conservative campaigns that can beat these Democrats. I wouldn't look too much into the fact that there are so many undecideds. They're going to take their time, and they want to get it right, and as they should.
I want to ask you, because to me this is going to be vitally important, that we've spent a lot of time on this program and across the state in talking about you know, the primary, 16, 17, whatever it is, candidates for governor and a whole bunch of folks that are running statewide. And I guess my question is, how do we bring people together at the end? And can the Republican National Committee and the state party and county parties, can they help in bringing everybody together? There are going to be a lot of people disappointed on the morning of June 15th.
Sure. I mean, look. Obviously, these primaries, they're coming to the end. Everybody's kind of ramping up, and we're seeing a lot more of the, you know, maybe more negative attacks on folks, and it is getting a little testy. But I would argue that these debates are healthy for our party. We should embrace a debate amongst ourselves about the direction that we want the Nevada Republican Party to go. But once we get to June 15th, or, you know, unfortunately, because of mail-in ballot, and, you know, some of these races may take even a couple days after the 14th to get called, hopefully not. We need to shift our focus and realize, okay, the time for debating amongst ourselves is over, and we all need to be united, and we need to focus on the fact that Steve Sisolak is taking this state in the wrong direction, has been taking the state in the wrong direction. We saw how he handled, you know, the pandemic compared to, say, Ron DeSantis in Florida. Do we want to, you know, continue to allow him to have that power, or do we want to have a strong conservative in there? Catherine Cortez Masto has been a rubber stamp for Joe Biden the entire time that Joe Biden has occupied the White House. Do we want to continue having a just Joe Biden Democrat just saying, yes, sir, here you go? Or do we want a strong Republican that can push what we, you know, our ideals and our voice in Washington, D.C., while also holding this administration accountable? Those are the choices. And I think most people are going to look at this and realize we can't afford just to bicker with each other. There's way too much at stake. You know, we have a tremendous opportunity to win to occupy all four House seats in the U.S. House of Representatives after this election, something that has never happened. We've never had all four, and an opportunity to finally get a conservative voice in the U.S. Senate representing us, and evicting Steve Sisolak from the mansion. I mean, literally, we could not have a better opportunity in front of us, and we're all going to stay focused on that.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, regional or national director of regional communications for the Republican National Committee. I didn't know this until today, and I think the word just reached us that Kamala Harris, the vice president, will travel on Friday to Reno to tout the Biden administration's accomplishments, quote, accomplishments, for the economy. I asked Adam Laxalt in our previous hour, I said, can you name me, like, any accomplishment of this economy that's not negative? And he couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I stumped the former attorney general. I'll ask the same question of you. I mean, are they nuts there in D.C. Thinking that she's going to come out and brag on the accomplishments of this administration on the economy?
Yeah, I mean, look, not only is there nothing for them to tout, but they're going to do this in a state where all of their disasters are hitting the folks the hardest. The Biden gas hike, you know, all 50 states have now hit the highest records or highest average on record in their state. That happened with Nevada. You know, the last time it hit the record was in March, and it had just been continuing to hit the record leading up to it. You know, the entire time that Joe Biden has been president, we've been between, you know, 1 and 5 on the list of highest gas prices in the country. She's going to Reno, where it's $5.73 a gallon today. The Biden baby formula shortage. Nevada is one of the worst states for the Biden baby formula shortage. It's forced moms to have to cope with potential scams, and, you know, up to about 80% of the supply is just gone from Nevada. I mean, Nevadans are feeling that more than, you know, a lot of people in this country. And then Biden inflation, again, an issue that 40% of Nevadans have said that their standard of living is worse now than it was 4 years ago. And it's not a surprise considering that Nevada's region, the Mountain West region, has the highest inflation in the country at about 10%. If they're going to come here and brag about those accomplishments, I don't know who they think is going to believe a word they say. This is nothing but a short-sighted attempt to gaslight voters in this state. And I'm really curious to know if Governor Sisolak and Catherine Cortez Masto are going to join the vice president and, you know, trying to pull the wool over Nevadans' eyes by saying everything's fine. It's like that Animal House scene with Kevin Bacon.
All is well.
Like, that's what they're trying to do. It's a joke. No one's going to fall for it.
Do we have any word from the Sisolak administration or from Masto's office as to whether they will be joining the vice president on Friday in Reno?
We have not heard. It's been crickets, complete crickets. You know, he was the governor, and I believe the senator were with Pete Buttigieg in Vegas yesterday. That would have been a great time for them to announce that she was coming instead of slipping it into a D.C. insider newsletter and for no one to really see. They could have announced it then. They could have told us then if they're going to be there. They still have not said a word if they're going to be there. We hope that they are, because Nevadans want to see. Are they actually embracing this administration that has completely wrecked Nevadans' standard of living? We need to know.
Well, the other thing we need to know is what their intentions are relative to the Second Amendment, because the president came out yesterday wanting to ban 223 and 9mm ammo and weapons. And I'm like, God, trying to do that in this state with the way people love their guns is just impossible. Can you talk a little bit about what you heard from the president yesterday?
Sure. I mean, I think what we heard from the president is that he has no idea what he's talking about. I mean, what he was saying about 9mm being able to blow out lungs and all that kind of stuff. You know, he's said numerous times, it's became, you know, people heard it again this week and people are up in arms, but it's a position that he has had since he was running for president, and saying that the Second Amendment is not absolute. You know, this president has made it clear that he is not a supporter of the Second Amendment. He's not a supporter of those who exercise their right to own a firearm. And, you know, I think Nevada has shown that it has a strong Second Amendment culture and a lot of support for the Second Amendment. So, that is a big question that I think, where do Sisolak and the Senator Cortez Masto, where do they land on kind of the more out to lunch kind of things that the president has been saying lately?
Tell me what the role of the Republican National Committee will be on Election Day, and we're all worried about the integrity of the vote, in particular here in the state of Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about what the role of the RNC will be?
Sure. I mean, after 2020, our chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, realized we need to have the biggest and best election integrity operation that this party has ever seen. You know, previously, because of this thing called the consent decree and a bunch of legalese mumbo jumbo, we weren't allowed to really get involved with election integrity. But that ended in 2020, and now obviously we have come around and we have built this operation where we have staff on the ground who are recruiting folks to help volunteer and identifying potential issues. And we will be working around the clock. We are currently working around the clock, especially during early vote and this vote by mail time. But on Election Day, we will be there, of course, and we will be any kind of issues that arise. You know, we will be prepared, and we have counsel. We have attorneys in Nevada who are working with us as well to help us with any of those issues. And we're going to make sure that this is a free, fair, and transparent election, and that we hold true to our mantra that we want it to be elections should be hard to cheat. It should be easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And we couldn't be more excited about what we have right now. We've seen it play out in states like Ohio and Texas, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, that have already had election and primaries. And it's gone amazingly well, amazingly smooth. And we're going to make sure that Nevada's goes that way as well.
Keith, you are going to be busy. My friends at the RNC are going to be busy as well. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. And we'll talk again as we get closer to Election Day.
Looking forward to it. Always love being on with you, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Keith Skipper joining us, the RNC National Director of Regional Communications, joining us talking about Election Day. Coming up June 14th. Again, we may not know the night of June 14th who wins or who loses. We don't know. That's what this mail-in balloting thing gives you, where, you know, you're still trying to figure out what's going on 2, 3, 5, 7 days later. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram Horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news that I just can't wait to tell you about. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been over-the-top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the Treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.